Praise 102.7, Detroit's inspiration station. It's Reach Out Thursday. That means Chancellor Searcy is in the studio. And today is going to be a deep topic because we're talking about faith without works.
Man, so this is really going to be a really deep topic. I'm going to break it down for you guys in this time that I have. So today's scripture is James 2 and 17, and it states that thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. I think that this topic is one of the most debatable topics amongst other Christians, at least based on my encounters with a lot of people. Salvation is an ongoing process. It's not a one-time thing. Philippians 2 and 12, Paul said, work out your salvation every day with fear and trembling. You have been saved from the penalty of sin. You are currently being saved from the power of sin, and you will be saved from the presence of sin. So you have to continuously repent and live according to his word after your initial confession of Christ. Your faith is what produces good works, and your works is what makes that faith perfect. Faith brings a person to salvation, and works brings that person to faithfulness. So when you first get saved and you first give your life to Christ, it's his blood that allows you to be justified alone. That justifies you. But after that, your goal is to allow the Holy Spirit to control you and aid you in becoming sanctified. So like I said, your faith is what justifies you, but it's your good works and your righteous lifestyle that sanctifies you. So your faith has to produce good works. And when I say works, I'm talking about bearing fruit, ministering to others, living a righteous lifestyle, or exemplifying a Christ-like lifestyle. But if you truly believe in God and Jesus, and you truly are a person after God's own heart, then your works will automatically be demonstrated through your faith in Jesus. Now, I'm not saying that works alone will get you a pass into heaven, or that you can earn your way into heaven by your works. I'm not at all saying that. Right. Salvation is a free gift. And no one can stand before God and boast on their works and what they have done for him. But what I'm saying is that true faith in Jesus will generate good works in your life. If a person claims to be a believer but has no good works or their lifestyle is contrary to the word of God, then that person most likely does not have genuine faith in Christ. And that's what's important, genuine faith, because the Bible says that it's with your heart that you are saved. So, you know, obviously a mouth confession, but it's also if you believe in your heart.
Yeah.
So it's got to be a genuine thing. And the Bible says when you stand before God and before you enter into them pearly gates, that he will say to you, well done, thy good and faithful servant.
Amen.
So how can he say well done if you have done nothing to prove your faithfulness toward him?
My goodness.
And as my question for everyone today, what have you done to prove your faithfulness to the Lord?
Amen. Amen. Well, you went on this journey, and a lot of what you're talking about today is in your book, 365 Day Soul Winning Quest. They can get the book on your website, which is
soulwinningquest.com.
And you can go to Barnes & Noble, also Amazon. And
you can follow me on Facebook. I post a lot of snippets of my events that I attend to. If you want to get in contact with me to come out and speak, you can email me at soulwinningquest@gmail.com. That's my direct email, soulwinningquest@gmail.com.
That is fantastic. Well, next week, we're going to continue on this line. And I really appreciate what you do. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Randy.